questions. Yeah, Nick played really, really well today. You know, I think he'll tell you the same thing. He really had a really good week of prep. Was just kind of dialed into what we wanted to do, and was outstanding in terms of his performance today. So we wanted to win the game and score a lot of points. Yeah, I mean, as we've really kind of had to do. I mean, we called a lot of plays that we've called in the last 2 weeks. We just executed them. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we put the ball on people. I thought he was really, really good early on third down. You know, we converted a lot of third and longs with some big plays to keep some drives going. And then, you know, as we talk about trying to get that first down, and then we kind of get rolling. You know what I mean? You got to stay away from the three and outs. And we did that. And once you get that first down, then we could go. And I think the whole group, I thought we blocked it. I blocked it really well. When you can play a game and not turn the ball over, turnovers was a huge thing. And we've been harping on that since the day I got here. And I think we continue to do that. And when we can go out there and not turn the football over, you know, we've got some guys that if you're going to try to cover us one-on-one, they got to uncover, and they did today. And that was big for us. So, you know, I thought it was a good game overall by everybody. I thought our defense did a really good job. I know they were on the field for a lot of times. They converted third downs, but they bowed their backs and got really tough, especially in the red zone. I thought we covered kicks really well against an explosive kick team. So I thought it was an overall really good team performance.
Did you know he was close to the NFL record?
Yeah, I know. There's a sign in our office. I walk by it every time. Adrian Burke did it at Griffith Stadium. So, I mean, I know what the record is, but this isn't about records. It's about going out and getting a win. And if I put Nick out there and, you know, trying to get a record and he gets hurt, you know, that's being silly. I also think records are meant to be broken when they're supposed to be broken. So, and I think you ask Nick, I think it's the same thing. It's a hell of a thing to do. And there's not many people in the history of the game that have did what he can do. But, you know, we were trying to win the football game and make sure we got out of it healthy. We had a big test this week getting ready to go play Green Bay.
What was your concern about Nick today, you know, coming off the game that he had, you know, 2 weeks ago against Dallas?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I think we all expected, the guys that are around him every day. So maybe he showed some other people, but you know, I think what happened in the Dallas game was really kind of the exception and not the rule for him. I think he's a guy that really spends a lot of time preparing, and it shows. And you know, today was a prime example of it.
So. The last 2 games and say, okay, are we doing something wrong with these calls or with these plays? And you just decided it was just the executing.
No, it was a matter of everything. I mean, putting a game plan together as a coaching staff, it was everybody. It was coaching staff, it was players, it was the whole deal. And I think we did a really good job this week preparing for the Raiders. And the great thing about it, now we got a huge test again. We got to go do it again for Green Bay. So. Coop? That's the Coop I know. You know, I think, you know, some people wanted to throw him under the bus after the first couple games because he hadn't caught as many balls as people wanted him to do. But he's a big physical target. And you know, the first touchdown was a great example of it. You know, he kind of muscled up and kind of got physical and got by the guy. And that's the one thing that Coop can do, is that when he's covered one-on-one against the smaller defensive backs, he can not get knocked off and does a great job catching a football. So I'm really happy with Coop's production. You know, he did a couple of things similar to what he did in the Tampa Bay game, but, you know, we found him when he was covered one-on-one and was real productive. So.
What do you think of the tempo? It seemed like you had to move faster. Is it a product of?
I think it's a product of getting first downs is what we talk about. You know, it's real tough to go tempo if you go, you know, first down incomplete. You know, now the ball's not going. You know, once you can start to get rolling, I thought we did a pretty good job with it. And, you know, I think that's a tool in our toolbox that, you know, we don't play fast all the time, but I think there's opportune times, and our guys knew it. They're starting to get a better feel for it, so it's obviously something that helped us today. So,
Chip, you said you did a better job of executing plays, but you have plays in the playbook. Were there more that you used today that you hadn't used that you just opened it up today?
No, I think everything we used this week, I mean, everything that we called today, we've had in before. We didn't add anything, so.
Using a lot more 12 personnel.
Yeah. And it's a great point, but we talked about it since the beginning. It's a matchup thing. You know, they got a really interesting dime package where they bring people from all over the place, and I think, you know, sometimes that settles them down a little bit. And, you know, I think the development of our other tight ends behind Brent, you know, Ertz getting better, Case getting better. So, you know, that was something that we had hoped to at some point in time. We were going to need it some weeks. It's not, you know, the flavor of the day just because of what it will present for you today. We really felt this week that it would be a big thing for us, and I thought those guys did a really good job. I thought Brent played really well today.
Were you impressed by the way Foles moved in the pocket? That hasn't always been his strength.
When I've been around him, it has. So, you know, I thought he did a really nice job executing what we do. I think he's a good athlete. You know, he's not a blazer. You know, I mean, we all understand that, but I think he really moves around and keeps things alive, and that's what he did today. So.
I know you're at this point with Nick. I mean, is he, can you tell where he has it going early? He's going after games and he doesn't. He might not have. I mean, is there like?
I mean, we haven't had a whole body of work. I mean, he started the Tampa Bay game. We've started three games since I've been here. So, you know, two of the games he played really well in, and one of the games he didn't play so well in. So. No, we're just talk. We got a bunch of guys that just want to beat the Raiders, so there wasn't any real talk about that. So.
Is Nick your quarterback going forward?
You see, what's the I added at 10 questions. I didn't know if it was going to be 10 or 11. So, again, it's got to be based on health. So we'll talk about all that stuff later on. Mike's a little bit better. I don't know where he'll be this week in terms of, you know, will he be up or will he be down? But he says he feels a little bit better. They're trying to get aggressive, and he's been really aggressive with his rehab, but he couldn't have gone today at all, you know. And I think, it's something we'll keep monitoring and all those other things. But we need everybody that's on our roster to get healthy and be able to contribute, because it's still, you know, we're this is game nine. You know, we still got seven more games to go. So.
Any idea how serious injury is?
No, I think he could have gone back in, but I don't think it's that serious. They had a mix of everything. I mean, kind of the same things they've done. I think when you get to this point, Jeff, everybody's going to do what they do. You know, you got nine games on tape or eight games on tape. You know, they're not going to put in a special look for, you know, they may put an extra blitz in or so, but, you know, they did the same thing. They were a four-down team and played some two deep, and they mixed it up, played some single high safety and played some man free. They brought some blitzes, and, you know, I think that's what they had shown going into the game. So.
Not keeping tracks at all, but it seems like they all got us fell down.
I think there were kind of slips going each way, you know. So, I mean, we all play in the same field, so it's not an advantage for one team or another. So.
Can you explain the inconsistency offensively for you guys? Jason Kelce 2 weeks ago said, well, our defense gave us 10 fields, so essentially you haven't had a sustained drive for a score in 2 weeks and seven touchdowns in 3 quarters. Why up and down?
You didn't just swear, did you? Fluctuation. Okay. I mean, there's cameras here and stuff. So and that's why people play the game. You know, I don't, you know, if you could fix it with one thing, I mean, you'd go out and do it. It's not like you got to, you know, the muffler's hanging, so you got to take a screwdriver and just tighten it up and go. I think the one thing I'll give these guys credit for is they stuck to the plan, and they executed, and they understand that. And we weren't very good on the offense. The coaches weren't good on offense. Players weren't good on offense for the last 2 weeks, and today we were good. But we can't pat ourselves on the back and say, hey, we were good last week, so it's going to be a piece of cake this week. We got to do the same exact thing, preparing against a really good Green Bay team. So.
Can you address the flip side of the ball? I mean,
Yeah, I mean, it's what I expected out of our defense. I think they're getting more familiar with the scheme. They got a better understanding of where everybody's supposed to be. You know, we did a lot of things that we did real well early, but we still didn't. We're not getting balls thrown over our heads. Our defense is starting to create turnovers. They're starting to get sacks, and those things are coming. But I think as a group, offensively, defensively, and special teams, we still have only been together since April. You know, so I think it's just a matter of all of us maturing, us getting a better feel for them getting a better feel for us. You know, but it's a great bunch, and I'll tell you that. The one thing that they do, and they've done it since day one, is they don't make excuses, and they practice really, really hard. And if you continue to do that, I think good things will happen to you. So.
Two more questions, guys.
Which one?
First drive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just to play, because that's what we had, and that's what we practiced all week long. You know, we're still going to do the same thing. So, you know, it's what we felt we were going to get for coverage, and, you know, they gave us what we thought we were going to get, and I thought we had a really good play design to put it in. So. No, he didn't really practice all week long. I was surprised. He bounced back really late at the end of the week, but, you know, we felt like he was dressed based upon that if Deshaun couldn't go, a boy couldn't go, we could put him in there. But, you know, we're hoping that I'm really going to give him credit for actually being able to go. He's kind of surprised everybody with his ability to come back. But we had kind of planned since the beginning of the week that I think we're going to have him. So.
Okay, thanks, Coach.